Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message this week I've entitled, Think Right in an Unright World. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Paul writes these words, For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than they ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. This world increasingly becomes upside down, sideways, and every which way but the way it should be. That really should come as no surprise to us who are part of the family of God, who have been born again by grace through the faith that God has given us to reach out and receive the gift of eternal life through Him. In this unright world in which we live, it's an opportunity for us to show forth the Spirit of Christ. Across the ages of time, men and women of God have had an opportunity of giving of themselves, many times until it hurts, many times until it has cost them their life. But they have done so willingly and graciously because of all that God has done for them. It should come as no surprise that the world in which we live is becoming more and more unright all the time. But in this unright world in which we live, we need to have right thinking. And Paul is writing to the church at Rome. The central place of godlessness in his day. And he's saying to them, don't think highly of yourself, but to think soberly. In other words, have a right mind within you, a mind that is after the mind of God. And how do we find that? We only find it if we get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into us. More and more, I am convinced that the people of God have strayed from the Word of God, and as a result of straying from the Word of God, it has become increasingly in the church and around the church unpopular to get back to what God says we should be and how we should live. We should have different lives, not prudish, not out of touch with reality, but based upon the reality of God's Word. Listen, everything in this world is going to pass away. There is nothing that will follow us except our faith or the lack of faith. We have two options, to go God's way or to go the way of Satan. I want to tell you, I don't want to go Satan's way at all. I don't want to have anything to do with that way. And I made that decision when I was a young boy, when I knelt at an altar at the last day of Bible school. And I prayed, and I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. From that moment on, God has given me the ability to be right in an unright world. I think I have shared previously with some, maybe through the daily devotional, that I went back to the church where I had come to know Christ as a young boy, probably 80 years ago now. And I wanted to see the place where I had knelt to receive Christ. When I walked into that church, it was occupied by a different group of people. When I talked to the man who was in charge and told him what I wanted to see, it was almost as if I were speaking a foreign language to him. I found the location, and there was no altar. there really was no sanctuary. It was just a bunch of chairs scattered around with no order whatsoever. And I thought to myself, this is a perfect description of the world in which we live. There is no order. There is no organization. There is no sense of belonging. I was so glad that as a young boy, there was a place where I could come, I could hear the Word of God, and I could change my life. And that has been with me all these years. If you have never come to the place in your own life where you have made a decision and received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, pray right now. The words are not as important as the desire of your heart. If you believe that Jesus Christ has come into the world to give his life in order that we might have eternal life, and if you receive him as your personal Savior, the words are not important. Remember the thief on the cross. The only thing he said to Jesus that day was, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." That was enough. Say to the Lord, "Lord, I come to you just as I am. I don't have the right words, but I want to be your child right now." He is waiting and willing to give you rightness in this unright world in which we live. Meet him today. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, I pray that there might be one or two or 100 or 300 or 1,000 who listen to this message and make that decision before it is eternally and everlastingly too late. Might we think right in this unright world in which we live. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.